Hey, are you still awake? I just wanted to come check up on you. Your brother mentioned you'd be spending a couple of nights here since you're not feeling well. So, how are you holding up? Still feeling pretty rough, huh? Yeah, I thought so. I could hear you coughing and sneezing from my room. I bought you some things to help you feel better. I'm coming in, okay? Oh, my poor little thing. Just look at you. Just look at this mess. You know, if you saw all these tissues in my room, you'd probably think I was a weirdo or something. Did you get what I did there? You did. Oh, thank God. It would have been awkward if you didn't. But I'll admit, just thinking about you right now and all these tissues, it kind of makes me feel excited in a way. Here, I bought you some medicine, and I made you some porridge. I know you haven't eaten all day, so I made you something to eat. You'll need it before you take the medicine, and I'd hate for your stomach to get upset. Oh, I made you my favorite. It's called Lugao. My mom would make me it when I was sick, so I hope you don't mind a little rice. I even put some boiled eggs on it, just the way I like it. Now, let's get you a nice spoonful. Sure, you can feed yourself. But I just want to help you. I know we don't really know each other, but I always see you coming into the apartment. Not that I'm complaining, but I know that everyone has to stay in a dorm their first year of college, and it sucks not having a private space. So since you're here a lot, showering, hanging out, and just spending the night on the couch sometimes, I just thought it would be nice for us to get to know each other. Also, I kind of feel bad because I was sick a couple of days ago when you were over, and now you're sick. So, is it okay if I feed you this time? Really? Okay. Now open wide. And how is it? Do you like it? Good. I'm so happy. Now try one with an egg. So, right. I told you it makes it so much more better. Here, have another spoonful. Aw, that's sweet of you. So glad you like it. And don't worry, there's more in the kitchen. Here, let's have a couple more spoonfuls, then I'll give you your medicine, okay? That's it. Just one more, and there. Oh, looks like you have a little bit on your lip. Oh, sorry, I didn't bring any napkins, but I can just wipe it with my finger. There you go. Let me just. What? Not going to get good Lugo go to waste. Anyways, here's your medicine. Yeah, I already poured it in the little measuring cups they come with. Of course, it's non-drowsy. That's the only medicine we have left. Well, I didn't really think it made sense to bring the bottle here and pour it out and give it to you. Yeah, sorry. I just thought it would be faster to give it to you all measured out already. Oh, don't worry. I made sure to get the serving size right. And if you're still feeling bad, you can have another dose in 5 hours. Oh, let me just take a screenshot of the time real quick. Okay, I got it. So stop stalling and drink up. What's with your face? I know it doesn't taste that bad. Here, take your water. But I still see a little bit of medicine left in there. Make sure you drink it all. Okay? I want to see it completely gone. Okay, now scoot up a bit. I have one more medicine to give you. Oh, it's Vapor Up. Classic Filipino remedy. I swear someday they'll cure cancer with this shit. Anyways, yeah, you can just put some on your back and chest, and it should help a little bit with your cough. Now, scoot forward and take off your shirt. What? Oh, yeah, sorry. Just kind of slipped my mind that you would be topless. So, what if I just put it on your back? Yeah, I can just slide my hand under your shirt. Come on, don't be shy. I want you to feel better. And I've seen you come out of the bathroom with just a towel before. So it shouldn't be that embarrassing. Let me just climb up behind you. And I'll straddle you so you can kind of lean back and relax while I rub it in. Now let me just slide my hand under. See, it was not so hard. Oh wow, it's just your skin is softer than I thought. So warm, too. Hey, what's the matter? Why are you getting up? Yeah, I promise I gave you the non-drowsy medicine. Why? You're feeling sleepy? That's probably just because of how good this feels, having someone take care of you like this. Holding you close in my arms. Sharing my warmth with you. Shh, it's okay. You don't have to say anything. You're looking a little sleepy after all. There, I'm done with your back. Let me just pull you back in. Nice and close. That's it. Now just relax, okay? You smell so good. I love that you use my shampoo and soap when you shower here. Oh, you thought you were using your brother's stuff. Oh, don't apologize, silly. I actually like it. Knowing we smell the same makes me feel we're connected. And don't worry, it's not like I gave you a choice. Whenever I know you're coming over to shower, I make sure to hide all of your brother's things in the bathroom, so you'll only have to use mine. What was that, cutie? You're mumbling, so I can't understand what you're saying. It's okay. All you need to worry about right now is relaxing and getting some rest. So you can tell me all about when you wake up. Well, if you remember, of course. Oh, you can barely keep your eyes open. Here, let's take off your shirt so I can put medicine on your chest. No. Shh. It's okay. I'm going to take really good care of you. I promise. Shh, that's it. Good night, my love. I hope you have the sweetest dreams tonight. Dream of us, hopefully. Well, that went a lot smoother than I thought it would. I guess I should start getting you ready, but I just need to clean my hands first. Okay, there. Now let me just pull down your pajamas. Oh my fucking god. I definitely need some photos. Maybe just a couple more. Oh my god, it's so fucking hot. Now let's just see how wet I can make you. Okay. Fuck. I never thought feeling you slowly starting to get wet on my fingers would feel so good. This is nice. I can see myself getting used to this. I just wish I could see how you would react when I do these kinds of things. Like when I speed up just like this. I wonder just how much you would twist and turn from the pleasure. I'd make you yell my name and tell me all your little secrets. Every single one. Every single one. Before I would even think about slowing down. And what if I just start nice and slow? Almost like I'm teasing you. Fuck. I can already hear it. The sound of you begging and those whiny little moans that you won't be able to hold back. God, I would probably keep you like that for hours. But from what it looks and feels like, you wouldn't be able to last the 5 minutes when you're awake. Just look at how wet my fingers are. Do I turn you on that much? Oh, fuck, are you coming? Shh, it's okay, just let it all out. Fuck, I should have recorded this part. Wait, you should be sick for at least a couple more days. I guess I could record it then. Fuck. I want to keep holding you in my arms while you sleep, but I just need to get a taste. I'm sorry, my love. I promise I'll lay you down gently, okay? But don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here. And it'll be as close as ever. Okay, there. Now let me just start moving down. Oh, you made such a big mess. How about I get a couple more photos to keep a little reminder of my work? Oh my god, it's perfect. Now I can finally. Wow, you taste amazing. God, you're so cute. There you go, nice and clean. Now I can take a couple of selfies with it. Maybe one with me tasting you. Oh? You're already starting to get wet again. Just what am I going to do with you? Oh, near, I thought our fun time was over. But I should have known better. Fuck. I'm so turned on right now. I just need to. I'm so hard. You know I only had my tongue in you for a couple of seconds. Just long enough to take a selfie, but that was enough to get you wet again. Fuck, you turned me on so much. Fuck, I'm just so turned on right now. I need to fuck you. Let me just spread your legs in. Oh my god. I can feel myself pressing into you. Fuck, you're so wet. Let me just slowly. You feel so fucking good. I can't wait to do this when you're awake. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's okay. You don't have to let out those sleepy little moans. You don't have to hold them in. Fuck. I would have loved for us to come together, but you can come if you want. I won't be mad, I promise. But I won't stop until I finish. Okay? But I'm close. If you can wait just a little longer, I promise I'll give you a treat the next time we do this. Okay? Oh my god, you're coming. You're coming again after you just. Fuck, do I really turn you on that much? I can't wait. Di na ako makapaghintay. Gustong-gusto kita. Gustong-gusto kitang katutin. Pagkising ka na rin. Fuck. That felt amazing. Thank you for that. Okay, fuck. I should start cleaning you up. Shh. I know you're sensitive. It's just a little more. There. Now let's get you dressed again. Oh no. Looks like your panties got a little dirty. I guess I should take them and get them cleaned up for you. But don't worry, I'll give them back to you. I promise. I should have enough time to clean these. Let's just pull up your pajamas and put your shirt back on for now. just want to cuddle next to you for a bit. This feels so nice, being all cuddled up next to you. It's so relaxing and calming after all that intimacy. I don't ever want to forget this moment. Maybe just one more of us together. Say cheese. Say cheese. That should be enough for now. Night. I'll be right here, baby. When you wake up, and then you realize just how good it was the morning after. I'll be here. Mahal na mahal kita. Tulog ka na maimbing.